Tinkerbell, I'm going to miss you so much when you're going to be off in Pixie Hollow.
Oh, Peter, I'm so worried I will not make any new friends in Pixie Hollow and that you'll forget about me. I think I'm going to take some of the magic green pixie dust to help me.
Oh, come on. I could never forget you. And you don't need to steal the forbidden pixie dust. You can make new friends on your own.
But I can't do it without the pixie dust. And what if you really do forget me? You'll only love Wendy.
I don't think you have to worry about that. I will never forget you. Just remember to be yourself and you make new friends. But remember to keep the old in mind. Look, here are all your pixie fairy friends. Introducing the preschool.
Hi, everybody. We have our preschool class. It's been a great year. Anna Morrison and I, Susan Mahoney, have been working with them, and we've been talking about transitions and changes, and we've made these beautiful wreaths to represent the four seasons as a fun way to talk about change. And we've worked on a little song here, talking about old friends and new friends, and thinking about Reverend Elizabeth Green. And we're just almost all ready here, so one...
Everywhere. Whoville, Uville, it's just not fair. Spending, eating, being kind. Peace and joy, it blows my mind. England, Germany, Mexico, spreading love across the... Oh. Introducing Christmas Around the World by the second and third graders.
Kindergartners and first graders first. Thank you. Second graders, thank you. Second and third graders, thank you for being ready to just jump right in there. And kindergartners, first graders, thank you for not making a huge amount of noise when somebody missed you. Okay, carry on.
Hey there, folks. Now with our correct transition for this time period. Now, is it... I am up here to teach you about the incredible amount of amazing things you can fix with duct tape. Especially if it's green duct tape, because that way you can tell it's environmentally friendly. Now, you see, there are many things you can fix with duct tape. For one thing, there's that ever-annoying hole in the ozone layer. You can get verbally racist people to be quiet. And you can solve many of the problems of deforestation by taping the trees back onto the planet. However, I should probably point out first that I really need to get around to taping the leaves back on this tree.
Really big tree.
Well, there you go. Another some of the amazing things you can fix with duct tape. Apologies on the spacing this. I seem to have forgotten to introduce the people who I was supposed to be introducing here. Now, just to get this introduction in, I'm introducing these people. And if you're going to have the whole world in your hands, you're going to need a lot of duct tape.
Hello, we are the kindergarten and first grade RE class, and we will be singing We've Got the Whole World in Our Hands. Our crowns have pictures from each of the lyrics of our song, and the kids will also be doing some sign language that pertain to each lyric. If you would like, on our last verse of the song, We've Got the Whole World in Our Hands, please feel free to join along. The words are in your program.
No attention to that stage manager behind the curtain that made the mistake. Grinch is to introduce the second and third graders who will be singing about Christmas around the world.
Okay, Oli, Mary, and I have the most awesome group of second and third graders. Stand up there where everyone can see you. And we're doing Christmas Around the World. We're going to sing a song in Spanish that we've been practicing that we think you'll recognize. The second verse is in English, so feel free to join in. And we also have candy canes that were made in China. And so here we go. Oh, and Damon and his mom made green cupcakes. We're including the green elements as well. Here we go.
Stupid.
Now, are you sure? You might be misunderstanding.
No! People mean and fight and cruel.
Whoa. I get you're angry.
Hulk always angry.
Yeah, I know, but just complaining about it isn't going to help.
Makes Hulk feel better, and complaining all puny Banner does.
I know I complain, but I also try to fix. What do you do to fix a problem?
Hulk smash injustice!
You can't smash an idea.
No! Hulk smash injustice!
The 4th through 6th graders will present Sing to the Power... Wait, stop!
All right, this is the 4th through 6th graders, and this year we've been talking a lot about power. So we're talking about earth power, air power, fire power, and water power. So you'll hear those themes in our song. And then we have one extra surprise verse that's not in the program, but the verses are in the program, so feel free to sing along if you'd like.
'Twas months to retirement, and the elves were so busy. With so much to do, they appeared in a tizzy. Papers to file and forms to fill out. What was this transition time all about?
Finding an attempt to replace Reverend Green. Highly unlikely,
said one to his team.
Still we must try,
said two little elves.
Because it's not likely Target hasn't stocked on their shelves.
Ladies and gentlemen, the junior high group.
I'm really going to miss Elizabeth next year.
I wonder what our new minister will be like.
Well, what do we like about Elizabeth?
She is popular. I mean, she has a magnetic personality. Just look at all these people.
I think a minister has to really love people. Yeah, love is important.
Elizabeth has a great sense of humor. She's always making people laugh.
The new minister must also be strong. I bet Elizabeth had to make a lot of difficult decisions over the years.
I bet there were tons of things Elizabeth did that none of us were aware of, things that helped us all that we never knew about.
You know, Elizabeth cares about all of us, especially all the kids. You know, she's going to Boston with us to Boston in June. That's pretty cool.
Hey, I know who this describes. A popular person with a great sense of humor, strong character, and loves many, especially children and youth. Santa! Santa?
No. I'm just a stand-in. I just stopped by to say that Santa thanks you for thinking of him, but Christmas is a full-time job, so he really can't be your new minister. But those are great ideas. Put them on your wish list, and I'll talk to the big man and see what we can do.
Thanks.
As I speak my closing words, I'm going to ask Anna to extinguish the chalice and extinguish the Advent candles as I'm speaking, if that would be okay. Thank you, dear. I appreciate that very much. For closing words, I just want to remind us of words that were actually in our call to worship, that wonderful phrase, a community of memory and hope. And I'm tickled pink and very moved to have all this cool green stuff going on at this 25th Deck the Halls for me. And at the same time, I'm at least as moved to be part of a community that just keeps on going. Deck the Halls was here before I came. And Deck the Halls is going to continue after I go. And it's of the profoundest joy to me to know that our time together, whatever we've done, all these things that we've done, have just made us strong to know that a church is always more than any individual and that this church will continue on Deck the Halls and all kinds of other things. We have extinguished our Advent candles, thank you, Anna, and our chalice. And we go through the week with this light blazing in our hearts. Namaste.